Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big story of the day, as it feels like it has been every day for the last couple of weeks. Antonio Brown, who was on Instagram on his elliptical at 2 in the morning, asking for guaranteed money. He wants to get paid, and it sounds like Art Rooney II, according to some reports, is planning to meet with him this week in Florida. Ron Cook writing a column in the Post-Gazette this morning about that possible meeting, saying, I heard a theory the other day. This is Ron's column.
Yeah, the first two lines, that's what gets me. Yeah, go ahead.
That the Antonio Brown mess never would have happened if Dan Rooney still were alive and in charge of the Steelers. Ron writes, I'm buying it. He goes on to say Rooney incredibly respected around the league, especially at team headquarters on the South Side. Rooney's son, Art II, doesn't command that sort of respect. I'm not sure anyone does.
What a hit piece, I think. Honestly, I'll say it. I think it's a hit piece on Art II, and I don't like it. I think it's unfair. You know, what is Art II supposed to do right now on this 19th day of February? What's he supposed to do? What business is there open to be done?
My preference would be that he does nothing in regards to Antonio Brown right now.
What can be done? You know, we can find out about a trade, much like the Joe Flacco trade. Now, we found out about the Joe Flacco trade. That's not finalized. It's not going to be finalized till the
league
NFL
year starts.
Art II operates right now. He's an attorney. That's what he does. He operates. He's operating behind closed doors. He's probably trying to work out a trade. When Antonio Brown Facebook lived, right? When he did that, Dan Rooney was very much alive. When Ben Roethlisberger got in the jam that he got in Georgia, Mr. Rooney was very much alive. When things happened with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the past, there were players acted up, right? When Santonio Holmes got in the trouble that he got in.
When James Harrison got in the trouble that he got in and Dan Rooney stood up for him.
He was very much alive and involved in that situation. Mm-hmm. The axe to grind or the bullseye that's on Art II right now that some people have, I think is totally ludicrous. What is Art Rooney II supposed to do right now with a 30-year-old man who, one, can't shut up, two, can't call people back, and three, just can't walk a straight line? What is Art Rooney II supposed to do? We're not talking about one of his children. You know, we're not talking about his kid that went to Dartmouth or his daughter. We're not talking about him being their father. We're talking about him being their boss. But unfortunately, the employee has a ton of money in this instance and just won't listen. What? So it may be an insubordination issue, but he can't act on that until the 13th day of March.
What this all comes back to, I get the feeling, is that over the last 6 weeks, everybody wants to find the reason for why Antonio Brown is acting the way
Maybe
that he is.
Maybe Antonio Brown is just a bozo.
Maybe.
You know,
That's more than likely. But everybody keeps, I mean, watch the national talk shows all day, right? Or listen to them, and you hear, oh, well, it's Ben Roethlisberger's fault. It's Mike Tomlin's fault. It's Art Rooney's fault. It's everybody else's fault but Antonio Brown. Everybody keeps searching for a reason for Antonio Brown to be acting the way that he has, especially over the last 6 weeks. Maybe Antonio Brown is just insane.
It's exhausting to look at the paper today. There's no print copy today. You go online today on a Tuesday. It's exhausting to read. I heard a theory the other day that Antonio Brown mess would never have happened if Dan Rooney still were alive. I'm buying it. You know what it does for me? That's an attempt to emasculate the job and emasculate Art Rooney II and what he's doing. I think he's doing a really good job as owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know why? Because he can't control the way other men act. He is going to try to trade Antonio Brown. But there's time and place. In the middle of February, there is quite literally nothing that he can do. Nothing that he can do. And you know what? They did act. They didn't activate the guy for the game, the last game of the year. That was a pretty important game.
That's the point that keeps getting lost. And Ron brings up, well, they paid him his paycheck. Well, they sat him down. which is what everybody, when they would have found out this story after the fact, would have wanted them to do. It's what everybody wanted Mike Tomlin to do all year, right? With Le'Veon Bell, with Antonio Brown, with anybody else that quote-unquote misbehaved. They wanted him to set a line in the sand.
Is he
and say
trying
you can't
to say it wouldn't
this.
Have gotten this far? You know, well, okay, did they... Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I understand that point of view, and I can see it too, because we can all envision Dan Rooney just being there and his presence commanded. However, based on I might have said this maybe a couple of months ago, but based on what's been happening, my guess is that AB would have been the first guy to do this to Dan Rooney. You know what I mean? In other words, it's like I don't think Dan's presence would have stopped this stuff from going on with Antonio
That's
Brown.
The key here.
We're dealing with a different bird, somebody who is way far off and is an outlier in terms of the way Pittsburgh Steelers have comported themselves in the past.
The way human beings in general comport themselves.
I can't agree with you more.
I mean, the guy is completely off the He's Instagramming at 2 in the morning while he's on his elliptical demanding more money when he's got 3 years left on his contract.
And he's not a kid. He's 33, going on 31 years old.
Exactly.
That's the other thing. This isn't somebody in their entry-level contract. It's not somebody who's 21 years old. The youngest player in the NFL who came in Juju Smith-Schuster, is eons more mature than the guy who has been in the league and gone through a couple contracts and was supposed to be on top of the mountain.
This isn't a guy who's
nothing
been,
to do with Art II.
Who's been wronged by his contract either. This guy just signed the deal 2 years ago. 2 years ago he signed this deal, and it was after the Facebook Live video. So they were willing to say to him, listen, we understand.
I just get tired of the scapegoating of others, of Ben Roethlisberger, of Art II, of Juju, and people trying to drag him into this and say he's headed down the same road. This city and this fan base and the people who follow this team, and particularly the journalists, they need to focus on what the damn problem is. The problem is, the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a problem. Antonio Brown's got a problem being a knucklehead. That's the problem right now, and it has been the problem for quite a while. It's been the problem for about 10 months, and it especially hit a crescendo during the course of this season. And that the Pittsburgh Steelers atmospherically don't have some sort of problem. Well, name all the people who had been problems with the Pittsburgh Steelers. James Harrison, gone. Antonio Brown, on his way out of town. Le'Veon Bell, they sat his ass all year. You know, Art Rooney should get some credit here. You know, what do you want Art Rooney to do? Yell and scream, be a Jerry Jones kind of guy, come on the air. It's just not him. But it's the 19th day of February. He can't do anything right now.
They have one big problem, and it's Antonio Brown. But to your point, they can't do anything about it right now. They've got to wait a little less than another month before they can pull the trigger on something.
We'll never know if it hadn't been different, but we also, I mean, who's to say that Art never called AB in and said, hey, what's going on here?
He summoned him to Florida last week.
Right, no, but I'm talking about months ago, a year ago. You know what I mean? He's there every day.
AB has gone full manic Britney Spears when she shaved her head mode.
Literally been paid every dime of each of three contracts with the Steelers.
Yes.
Possibly now, more than what he's actually owed.
And now Art Rooney is supposed to show up at his door, hat in hand, and say, Mr. Brown, we apologize for however we disrespected you.
Why is Art Rooney to acquiesce to some knucklehead? Somebody acting like a knucklehead. I don't want to call him names. I apologize for that for AB. I shouldn't call names. It's lowbrow. But someone acting like a knucklehead. Why is he to acquiesce to that?
I'd prefer he doesn't even meet with him. I'd prefer he picks up the phone and calls Drew Rosenhaus and says, get your client under control, because we're actually trying to help this guy here and get him out from underneath our terrible imperial thumb and put him somewhere where he'd rather be and where we can get something in return.
And this is a rolling process. So as situations change, so do opinions, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's how it works. I was full on board with AB like year and a half ago, right? It's harmless fun. It turned into not being harmless. So my opinion on AB changed. With this situation, I was fully on board with at the very beginning. You got to kind of get something of value, like a fourth round pick or so. Now it's to the point where here's how it needs to go down because of AB's continual sort of prodding at the organization. Here's how it works. One phone call from Art II. Remember, he's the guy in charge. And again, I'm not saying he's failing to doing this. I'm saying that he's the guy in charge, right? He calls Drew Rosenhaus and he says, all right, between now and the 13th of March, you pick a couple days. You tell me when you're free. Meeting at my house. You're also in Florida. You're in South Florida. I'm in West Palm. Mm-hmm. R2 has this nice spread in West Palm. I'll come to you. You come to me. We're near each other. Meeting, pick out a couple days. Here's how it works. This is what we're going to do with your client. We're going to try to trade him, or we're going to release him. And if we can't do that, he is to report to St. Vincent on this day.
And if he continues his shenanigans, he can sit for the first four games, as we're permitted to do under the collective bargaining agreement.
Bang. There are your options. Thank you for the meeting. It's been wonderful. We'll talk to you later. You have my number.
Because if anything else, the Steelers have proven that they're willing to move forward without one of the bigger pieces on this roster, just in order to avoid acquiescing to every single demand made by that person.
So this nonsense in the today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which I think is nonsense, and again, columns are written to stimulate idea and thought and opinion, and that's what Ron does for me when he says, I had a theory the other day that Antonio Brown mess would never have happened if Dan Rooney were alive. And Ron says, I'm buying it. Well, you know what? I'm not buying it. Here's why. Because Antonio Brown is so far off the reservation right now that it's ridiculous to blame anybody but Antonio Brown. This notion and this need to try to pull others in and send this dragnet out there and say, well, it might be Ben's fault because he's not nice to people on the radio. It might be Arts the Second's fault because of this. It might be Juju's fault because he's going down the same road.
Oh, it's Mike Tomlin's fault too.
Yeah, maybe it's Mike Tomlin's fault because he let it get to this point. How about we keep it on the road? How about we keep it in between the lines here? How about we look, you know, we talk all the time about like teaching your kids and telling people about this, and that you have to have personal responsibility,
yes,
right?
Have some accountability for yourself.
That's a big word in sports. Why is it taboo to just say, Antonio Brown is acting like a grade A jackass, all the blame's on him? Why
is that hard for people to wrap their heads around?
There's no tentacles to
why does there have to be a scapegoat other than Antonio Brown?
And when I read that this morning from someone who is so respected in town and a guy who's going to be on these same airwaves in like 2.5 hours from now, it just blows my mind that there's any blame tried to be laid at the feet of Art Rooney II. I don't get it.
It's
do they want him to kidnap Antonio Brown and try to shake him in and give him some sort of... I saw this show yesterday as I was home watching, flipping through the TV, like Kentucky Hayabusa or something, where they give people this potion or whatever to try to like get the demons out of them. I'm serious. It's like this guy that is in like this old like Peruvian medicine kind of thing. They want Art to do that?
Yeah.
To AB? What more do you want from Art Rooney II? Especially now that the league office isn't open right now.
Right, and they can't do anything until the year starts.
One of the problems, too, are these former players. Guys like Maurice Jones-Drew, guys that are just so pro, player, 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 and the man is out to get him. That's also part of the problem that's being disseminated to the fan base.
Oh, Greg Jennings last week was practically working as AB's agent on one of those national shows.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.